This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick in Baghdad. A car bomb today outside the headquarters of Iraq's most powerful Shiite party killed 13 people and wounded at least 50. This comes just weeks ahead of the planned national elections. Also today, the largest Sunni party withdrew from the campaign, another challenge to the credibility of these elections. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
The attack took place during the heavy morning rush hour. According to police, a suicide car bomber drove his vehicle into the gates of the headquarters of the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. Plumes of smoke could be seen rising from the Riverside Complex, once the home of former Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz. The target was apparently Abdul Aziz al-Hakim, who heads Skiri, the country's most powerful Shiite political group. He also leads the main Shia party list, running in the January elections. The cleric was in the building when the attack happened. He was unharmed. The Shiite majority in Iraq has been repeatedly targeted as the elections in which they're expected to dominate approach. So far, the run-up has been marked more by assassinations and bombings, though, than by campaigning. Hopes for representative elections took another blow today after Iraq's top Sunni Muslim party announced it will boycott the polls. Iraqi Islamic Party leader Mohsen Abdulhamid said in a press conference here that his party was withdrawing because insecurity in Sunni areas will keep people from the polls. His party and others have asked for a six-month delay. The city of Fallujah offers examples of the hurdles that remain in the run-up to January 30th. People have only just begun returning to the devastated city. U.S. troops and insurgents are still fighting in certain areas. It's not clear how the mostly Sunnis there will be able to vote. Arab Sunnis represent only 20% of the population of Iraq. They were the dominant political force under Saddam Hussein, and they're afraid of being disenfranchised. The U.S. as well says that Sunni participation is key to a credible election. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.